Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Empire. Understanding the fans takes a modern mobile approach.
If none of that interests you and you just want to kind of have the digital memorabilia, the real life experiences, you could just pay with credit card. And that's right, you know. As Orion, we add a ton of value, you know, creating just an easy process for anyone.
That's Brian Gels, Director of U.S. Sports at Orion Innovation, where understanding the new connected fan matters. This is the Future Sport Podcast. I'm Bram Weinstein. Brian Gels used to pitch professionally. He has transitioned into helping baseball, and all teams for that matter, get a better sense of who they are pitching to these days with a modern approach to data collection and engagement. Our guest this week is Brian Gels. He is the director of U.S. sports and a former professional pitcher for Orion Innovation, which is a company that is transforming media and entertainment through all forms of telecommunications. We are in a brave new world of branding, marketing, opportunity for teams and leagues. Let's weigh in on that. Hey, Brian, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
I'm doing well, Bram. Thanks for having me.
Tell me a little bit about Orion. What do you guys do?
Yeah, so we're a digital transformation product development services firm. So we work with some of the major leagues, NFL, MLB, NHL. And we go in and we learn about their business problems and we provide innovative solutions to help solve those problems. Also on the innovative side. So as a thought leader, you know, we're at the table with them and trying to help them kind of get into that next frontier. And recently a lot of the conversation has been around fan engagement. So really trying to, you know, help them engage the fans through innovative technologies.
All right. So when you say digital transformation, can you give me an example? What are you talking about?
Yeah. I mean, for the layperson, it's basically taking pen and paper application processes and making them digital. When you think about maybe in sports, ticketing, right? In the past, it was that hard ticket, that, you know, plastic ticket, cardboard ticket. Now, as you go to games, it's become more mobile. So we help transform the leagues through similar projects like that. With MLB, we did something where they were grading umpires and it was all pen and paper. We created a digital mobile application.
You know, I'm old enough to still want the hard ticket. So can you still get me one of those if possible?
Yeah, I think there's pros and cons.
Yeah.
To all of it, right?
There is. Okay, tell me a little bit about the project with umpiring. That's interesting. How are you helping Major League Baseball, grade the umpiring? Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah, we just made it easier for them to basically track umpires through digital technology and taking away that cumbersome process of pen and paper. And we've done that a lot with large teams, organizations, you know, the leagues, you know, basically just help them kind of transform and really ease the processes and make it easy, more manageable for them.
And for ticketing,
taking in that data.
Let's go back to ticketing too for a minute. We've had a lot of guests that have talked about what the ticket can become as a digital passport with a lot of different utility attached to it. Are you kind of thinking through these type of technologies, not just for ease and streamlining performance and digitization of many of these products, but what they can do in terms of a utility for a team or a league?
Yeah, we're looking at how they can engage with the fans more, you know, especially through blockchain NFTs, adding more value to it. But then also on the marketing side, knowing who is in your stadium, and just really creating a better experience by knowing, you know, what their interests are, who their favorite players are. Just innovative ways of, one, yeah, engaging the fans, making a better experience, but also being able to increase revenue based off of that data that's coming from that.
Okay. Can you give us some examples of how some of these technologies that you're working with are helping teams, leagues, maybe athletes understand their fans better?
Yeah, exactly. So, when we go back to that hard ticket, you know, you don't always know who's in the stadium. That could be passed on, that could be sold in the streets. You don't know who your actual fan is. When we start to digitalize that, you get a better understanding of who it is that's actually attending the game, what they're purchasing, what their interests are. And then from there, now we can market to them in a way that, you know, matches what their interests are, who their favorite players are, you know, what they typically eat at the game, maybe when they attend games.
And how about the nostalgic part of this? In having the digital ticket, how does a team try to remain nostalgic and remain relevant with their fans now in this digital age?
In the past, yeah, it's that hard ticket, and there's still that option. But now the ability to get a digital copy of that, right? And we live in a digital world. NFTs are really, you know, there's a lot of value in that. So now you can make those tickets also commemorative and be able to. I think for people now to kind of track and you know have that history of events and artwork, right? So a lot of artwork comes into it now with these digital tickets. The NFL last year, all their tickets at the end of the year became NFTs. So it adds an element to the experience, an archived history and just adds more value overall.
Okay. Let's talk about NFTs for a minute here. Clearly they've been a success. There also has been a flood of them, in a variety of different forms. What are you seeing in that space right now that is working in sports, and in what ways do you think that the NFTs will grow?
Yeah, so great question. And, you know, we recently were in the middle of an NFT project with Bobby Bonilla around Bobby Bonilla's day. When it comes to NFTs, you know, it's a hot topic and there's been a lot of success. And like you said, there's also been some pitfalls in it. And the real value, you have to add value to the people. So it's not just about some, you know, whether it be Michael Jordan or some famous athlete. There's got to be somewhat in the NFT space utility, right? So you kind of have to merge this memorabilia aspect of it, really cool digital art, but also utility, real life experiences to the fan. And I would say 99.9% of the population does not know about crypto. When we started the Bobby Bonilla Day project, I put together a pamphlet on how to go about the process of creating a wallet, purchasing crypto, and then buying the NFT. It was 49 pages. But that's when it comes to having a good technology partner. And what we were able to do with Orion was to take all of that out of the equation and create the abilities that if you've never heard of NFTs, you know nothing about them, you have the ability to just pay for the Bobby Bonilla NFT through credit card. And then it's up to you. Do you want to create a wallet, transfer? We'll store the NFT for you. But then if you want to start to kind of go down that journey and learn about this, you know, emerging field, you can go into that, you can download your wallet, you can start to purchase crypto, and we'll educate you on that. But if none of that interests you and you just want to kind of have the digital memorabilia, the real life experiences, you could just pay with credit card. And that's where I, you know, as Orion, we add a ton of value. you know, creating just an easy process for anyone to be part of this.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Do you think that there will be a pretty universal adoption of the crypto world into sports? And if there is, how far away are we from this? Because even by what you just said, the vast majority of people don't truly understand, may know it and may have a tangential relationship to it, but don't really understand how it works yet.
Yeah, no, and I think it will. I think what the data is saying is that it's a growing market. It's not going away. And I think by working with companies like Orion, who, you know, we're all about that user experience, that user interface, and we're making it really easy for people to engage in this and kind of take it step by step so that they don't have to go, you know, full in right away. They don't have to jump all in. It's a process of educating them. And if they never want to go in, they could still be part of it through these easy processes that we've created.
Tell me a little bit about the utility part of the NFTs from your understanding now. What do fans want? If they're not here just to generally collect something from either the experience they had or engaging with the team that they love or the player that they love, what exactly do they want out of this?
I think for the most part, they want things, you know, experiences that maybe money can't buy, or maybe that typically they can't afford. And so that may be special access to certain areas of an arena, experiences with that star player from the team, you know, that maybe only NFT holders get, you know, so it's creating value by owning NFTs that then you get these real life experiences. And I think it's just experiences that you typically wouldn't be able to get, you know, without owning NFTs, without being part of this community. And I think, you know, for the teams, it allows them to engage with a much broader market, that younger generation that are coming up, and all they know is this crypto or, you know, digital Discord type communities that traditional sports fans probably aren't on Discord or are just joining now. But now the sports teams can engage with these through NFTs, through collaborations with influencers that are in these Discords and social media platforms.
All these models have changed, especially for engagement, have changed so quickly. You know, this is not meant as a slight against the teams or the leagues themselves, but do you think that these organizations were prepared to deal with all these emerging technologies, as they try to modernize with their fan bases?
I don't. It's happened quickly. But what I, you know, through our partnerships with the leagues and teams and being at the table with them, I feel that a lot of them have taken a great approach to it. And it's been a bit methodical where, yeah, they're very innovative organizations. They don't want to just jump in, and it would have been easy for teams and leagues to jump in really quick and it'd be a money grab for them, right? But through our discussions and the way we're looking at it, is we want to create solutions and technology NFT projects that really truly add value to the end consumer and have longevity. So it's not about a money grab. And sure, for the leagues and teams, there's revenue opportunities, but it's more about fan engagement and really increasing their reach, their community, which in turn is going to lead to more revenue opportunities for them.
Obviously, one of the big engagement models these days for teams too is legalized gambling in certain jurisdictions, free-to-play gaming as well. Is Orion kind of dipping their toe and helping teams figure out ways to optimize those two areas?
Yeah. So we're in the process right now, me personally, developing partnerships. So, we're a large organization. Our expertise ranges across all technologies. And so there's a lot of value. So while we may not develop the gambling platform, we add a lot of value on top of that. So user experience, interface, security, so that's where we come in through partners, and we are developing partnerships in those spaces so that we can better help our partners, the teams and the leagues.
Okay. How about esports and e-gaming? How are you kind of viewing that from the perspective of where does that fit in with engagement with modern fans and modern traditional sports?
When you look at the younger generation, they have more interest right now in that virtual and that gaming space than they do in professional sports, right? It's Roblox, it's Minecraft, it's all those types of games. So for the leagues and the teams, they want to try to engage, right? So it's a lot, the way I see it, the way we're looking at it, is finding ways of engaging with those fans, with that younger generation, doing collaborations. And you've seen it, right? A lot of teams and leagues have done collaborations in this virtual world. And what we're kind of, the next frontier is this, that metaverse,
yeah.
Right? So that's the initial step into it is through NFTs, and NFT is going to be a big part of the metaverse, but then creating that virtual reality technology. And that's, at Orion, we have our innovation team. And so we're always trying to think ahead and we're working on metaverse and how we partner and add value to our partnerships.
Brian Gels is the director of US sports at Orion. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Brad.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
On the next Future Sport podcast, shockwaves in college sports need a steady hand.
We help them unlock all of that affinity and help deepen the relationships that they have with their fans and with their constituents at both the institutional level and also in the athletic department. So it helps the university maximize the relationship with the constituents, so the constituents and the fan really benefit.
That's Steve Hank, Executive Vice President of Collegiate Athletics at AffiniQuest, who is helping programs engage with their fans as the landscape of big-time athletics goes through a once-in-a-generation transition. That will do it for this episode. As always, the future is now. This is the Future Sport Podcast. I'm Bram Weinstein.